getting ready for another tough defense, quality group coming in, a lot of experience, and really been playing well as of late.
The first half, to see it, look up there and see minus 12 yards, what did you guys have to do to kind of just not dwell on that and be able to come out and, you know, go on that touchdown drive to start the second half?
Well, it was tough, but the players kept grinding. They kept battling, stayed the course, and, you know, it's a real credit to our whole team. They just kept grinding and kept battling.
Amari's been dealing with a foot injury the last week or so. Does that have something to do with not catching any balls someday?
Well, it's hard to say. I know he's working through it. He didn't practice yesterday, but he's working through, you know, his foot so he can get back to full strength and we can be more effective there at the split end.
Bill, Derek's a pretty emotional quarterback, real fiery type of guy, but it seems like to me some of the home games you guys have had trouble getting that offense going early. Is he coming out maybe at home trying to do too much, a little too excitable?
He's definitely a passionate player. We love that about him. But I feel like he's gotten better as the season has gone along. I think against the Jets, he had a great opening drive. I know he did against Kansas City as well. So he's channeling that energy and passion in the right direction.
Clive Walford seems to be gaining Derek's trust, getting a lot more targets. What about on your end? What are you seeing that makes you want to draw up plays for this guy in a situation?
He's developing. You know, he's growing in our system. You see it every day in the preparation out there on the practice field. Just less hesitation, knowing what to do. We can put him in different spots. So he's got a bright future, and you're right, he and Derek are establishing a more comfortable rapport where Derek can know exactly where he's going to be and not have as many unknowns.
There are a lot of comparisons this week between Rodgers and Carr. Would you like to see Derek run more in the future? Hopefully you see his growing curve, I guess, going forward?
I think so. I think Derek has had a few good runs. You know, I think back to a big explosive run he had against Baltimore. But I think the more you play in this league, the more you find out what you can and can't do. So that'll come with experience. But you're right, Aaron uses his legs. Aaron was able to watch for a few years before he got thrown into the fire. So Derek has been thrown in the fire from day one. So we'd expect him to evolve like that.
Will you watch film and say, here's a place you could run, maybe? Or will you talk about it?
Oh, definitely, yes. You bet.
Hey, not to add, James Jones, who calls the play with Aaron Rodgers, compared and played with Derek, compared the two, said, you know, he reminds me of a baby A-Rod. What are there comparisons there that you see?
Well, they both don't take very long to fire their gun. I mean, they got a real short stroke. When they throw the ball, it's not a deliberate wind-up motion. There's a lot of risk there, so it's a instantaneous release, which you need at this level, especially versus zone defense. And they both, you know, I think like Jack said yesterday, they're not the 6'6", Joe Flacco, Tom Brady, you know, Matt Ryan's. They're not as tall, but they find the lanes through the trees, and both of them throw with tremendous accuracy. So it's fun to watch both of them. I think it's a good comparison.
Outside of the physical comparisons, though, as a coach, do you almost cringe when you hear that kind of talk being thrown around simply because one guy's likely Hall of Famer, Derek's only in his second year?
Well, I don't cringe at all. I think you can learn a lot from your peers. And so in the offseason, we make a lot of cut-ups of quarterbacks, tight ends, O-line, running backs, wide receivers that we really want to emulate, you know, their production, their techniques, and it's just a way for us to continue to get better.
But I guess I'm talking not so much the physical type of things. When you hear Derek's, like you said, the baby A-Rod, this guy's got accomplished so much and one guy hasn't accomplished much. It could seem to be, you know, kind of a double-edged sword to me.
Yeah, no, I think you bring up a good point. I think we all know Derek as a person and know that he would use it as a positive and not a negative or a detraction.
Seems like so much attention, maybe rightfully so, is given to Cooper and Crabtree. Was it nice to put out there on tape that if you want to devote attention on the outside, our tight ends can take advantage of that in the middle to kind of show that offensive diversity?
It was terrific. Hitting Michael Rivera there on the touchdown, also the big gain there in the third quarter. That was good for us. We definitely want to spread the ball around and not get pigeonholed into one type of attack scheme.
Did that fake screen that went to Mike? Did you kind of feel like that was right time, right place. Seemed like everybody bit there.
Well, it was a terrific call by Matt McGloin. Both Matt and Michael made the call on the sideline during the timeout. We used a timeout right there at the end.
Yeah.
Even the initial touchdown was really Matt McGloin and guys talking on the sideline about Seth's double move. So we've got, you know, terrific support and synergy there on the sideline, in the huddle, and everyone's pulling in the same direction.
If Austin can't go Sunday, is there any talk about moving Jamarcus to tackle, or is that not really
No, I think there's talk about, how we're going to line up, how we're going to look there on the right side. So there's a number of options.